Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, the 19th of September, 7:05 in the morning right here at Free Fire Radio.
Kind of a muggy day.
Being in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Let me see, David's in there. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Any special day out there?
Hey, it's Friday. Talk like a pirate day.
Oh, well, that kind of ties into our next segment.
Yeah, it does.
And have your butterscotch pudding because it's also butterscotch pudding day.
Okay.
I wonder, I mean, you know, it's created a character. Because, you know, who was alive in those days? Somebody created a character, and we think that's how the pirates talked.
Treasure Island by, and that's the way the guy that started Treasure Island
talked. Was it Disney?
I'm not sure if it was Disney or not, but he would go,
Arrgh.
Yeah. He had one eye. I mean, he had that person in his eye.
There was one more. Kay. National POW MIA Recognition Day.
Well, there's the one that's the most important.
And that also leads into another segment we've got going on this morning.
Yes, we do. Okay, so what's the weather look like?
Well, it's going to be, it's muggy out. Chance of showers if you felt it last night and there's a dampness in the air. 83 will be our highs today. It's 69 right now. Overnight lows and, again, chance of showers with 66. Then tomorrow we clear up and we have temperatures around 89. Great day to ride the horse, go out and do some gardening, be on Shasta Lake because the houseboats are still really good rates right now, really, really good rates. So you could do that on Saturday, and Sunday's going to be around 91, Monday 97, Tuesday 99. So we just have showers today and tonight. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson, locally owned and operated, a veteran-owned business where they always give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793, give them a call today.
And we have, of course, Haven Humane.
Hey, Katrina!
And what a cute dog. I like him.
She's pretty cute,
I like her. Gosh, she is adorable.
She's so cute.
And she's had her paws up here looking around. She's very inquisitive and quiet at the same time. So tell us about her.
I'd love to. Her name is Abby, and she's about 5 years old, so she's, you know, doesn't have the puppy energy anymore. But we do have a shepherd mix, but she's on the smaller end of that. She's 46 pounds, so she's definitely a very medium-sized dog. She's gorgeous, though. She's black, mostly black, and then she kind of has some, white and gray on her chest and her feet. And she has, the little eyebrows, you know, the little white spots above her eyes.
And what her disposition when she came in this morning, she is not afraid. She's loving, gives you a little lick, comes right up to you, doesn't...
Yeah.
Cower or get afraid, you know, sometimes. How long has she been in the shelter?
And we've had her for almost 2 months now.
Okay.
Well, she is a cutie.
Yeah.
And what a nice dog. And she's not too big, but she looks a little, you know, she does look shepherd-like. And
yes, she does.
But she has beautiful markings, and you're right. She has the brown eyebrows, which is really cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, if Buford had dark eyebrows, he'd be driving around town in my truck at this point. He'd be driving the truck at this point.
He rules us already, so forget about it.
That's right. If he was any cuter. But this is what a nice-looking dog.
Abby.
What a nice-looking dog.
All right. And how old did you say she was?
Five.
She's five.
Okay.
She's super sweet, though. She's very well-mannered, as we've seen, very polite.
Good on a leash.
Yeah, she's great on a leash. She's very playful when we have her outside, you know, in a yard. She loves squeaky toys. And she also loves cuddling up to people and getting belly rubs after she's played for a little while.
She's got that little curve in her tail, like Buford with a little white tip.
Yep. True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Well.
So we've got, and speaking of pirates, we're having Bark, Wen, and Brew, and it's the pirate theme on October the 4th.
Couple weeks away.
Yeah, it's a
Saturday. Yeah, we're getting really close.
Oh, yeah.
Are we sold out?
Not yet.
Okay.
Uh-oh. So we are selling individual tickets right now. So if you don't have a big group, if it's just you or you and somebody else, we do have tickets for sale, and those are only on sale until the 22nd. So we're almost at the deadline there. So if you want to get your
tickets.
Three
more days.
Yeah, please do them now. Please get them now. So you can go to havenhumane.org, and right on our homepage, there's a link to go ahead and purchase your tickets. So it's super fun.
And I tell you what, this is as we all know, Mark Story is retiring from Haven Humane after, gosh, what, 12 years? I don't know how long it's been. It's been a long time.
Been with us a long time,
Yep. And so this will be his last Bark, Wine, and Brew. And he has been growing his beard for 12 years. For 12 years, he's been growing his beard. It's down to his knees at this point. And he's going to curl
it. You could braid it.
He's going to braid it. He's going to do all types of things for his pirate costume.
Yeah, no, I was talking to him yesterday, and he's going all out, so you're going to want to see this for sure.
No, no, I can imagine. Well, we started gathering our costume up about 6 months ago. So it's hanging there. So there'll be a lot of Arden going on, and right now I'm training the parrot to talk, say nasty things about the Air Force, which is what Mark is saying. Yeah, he's listening right now. No,
Abby is
Air Force. Arrgh.
Yeah, well, Abby needs a home, and let's keep our attention on
Abby,
our pet of the week. She's available to go home to
put your feet up here. Come here.
You'll find her pictures on our website. You will see them on
a video, because we're going to make a little video of me and Abby like we usually do. This is such a nice dog. You know, you see just nice dogs. You have some dogs in here that are very, you know, excitable and, you know, but she is not only a pretty dog, but she just looks like she would fit into a family. Maybe you're an older adult and that taking her out for a walk would be good for you, or if you got a little yard, and then Abby'd come back and just love on you.
Yeah, exactly. I think she'd be great for a lot of different types of homes.
She's a cutie.
She's just looking around like, I'm so happy
white
to be
chest,
here. Like,
white
hey,
paws,
what's going on?
Black and brown and white with a little white tip on her
perfect
tail.
White.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see
gorgeous.
Her. You'll see her on our Facebook page.
Well, Katrina, we always appreciate you coming in, and we have loved our partnership with Haven Humane. We'll always be there for you because we believe in every community needs to have a strong shelter where they can adopt dogs out and cats, strays, rescues, people who
all the things you do
are looking, but they're not quite sure. And you know, there's so many ways to be able to bring an animal in your life with fostering.
Right. There are a lot of different ways. And we definitely couldn't do what we do without the support of our community. So a big thank you to you guys, of course, for always supporting us and always putting the good word out there.
You know, sometimes there's easy things to support, and sometimes there's not easy things to support.
Sure.
You all have always been very easy to support with what you do, what you accomplish, and, you know, what you stand for down there. I mean, it's easy. You know, it's an honorable place, with people that give their utmost in a tough business. It really is. So,
thank you.
God bless you. Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We got the Korean veterans coming in. Then we got Blake Fisher to come in. We're going to interview him, put him on the spot.
Oh, I love it.
And then
finally.
we have House of Realty, one of my favorite times of the month.
Oh, yeah.
With the Middleton gang rolling
in. I know what's happening in the, it's a topsy-turvy.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back.
Season off right, and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-in start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
All right, we are back live here on this Friday edition, the 19th. Of September. My gosh, we're already past the halfway mark in the month of September. So, you know, when you, I can't believe it, I'm just trying to write a check. Yes, I still write checks or sign my name or date a contract.
As long as you have checks, you have money.
Yeah, I think I was dating a contract and it was 9. I couldn't remember if it was 17 or 18. I thought, 9, wow. So, you know, 10, 11, 12, that's it in 2025.
Okay. Hey, Reading Roots is coming on September 26th, 27th, and 28th.
This is...
Oh, my gosh. Band after band after
three
band.
3-day festival in downtown Reading. 3-day festival in downtown Reading. Get your band, your tickets by going to... There's a website.
ReadingRootsRevival.org.
Right. And you can get yourself a festival band where you can go, let's say you can only go for three bands and then the next day you can only go for two bands. You like to be there all day, but you've got things to do. Anyway, we really want to support this, you guys.
It's a great event. We've truly enjoyed ourselves.
Digging Dirt, the Stone Foxes, Water Tower, Sitting on Saturn, Goodnight Texas, Alicia Brilla, several bands, that you're probably, if you're listening to Americana, folk, rock, and you listen to stuff that's just up and coming, many of those bands will be performing And then before you know it, they've already hit the big time in the mainstream and are just out there, you know.
Okay, we're here with the Korean veterans, Frank Rose and Dick Wilkinson.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. So good morning. Tell us what's going on with the Korean veterans. It's not Korean War veterans anymore, my friends. It's Korean veterans. If you served in Korea at any time, you can join this group. And they're getting ready to have an event.
Yeah, tomorrow, we have a monthly meeting at the Country Waffle on the third Saturday, which is tomorrow, the 20th. Mm-hmm. And here's the agenda that I've written. And
Oh, Dr. Paul DeNuca.
All right.
Yes. Oh, he was going to be our guest speaker, but
Pamela is going to be making the presentation.
Right.
Okay.
Ramallah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, my wife and I have both been patients of his a couple times.
Oh yeah. Yes. Of
Everybody has. Yes.
But anyway, yesterday I ordered 9 cases of 24. Student dictionaries. We're going to be handing those out pretty soon
these dictionaries, by the way, you go to what, fourth graders?
Third graders.
Mm-hmm. And I have one of them, which is probably about my level, but it's not just a dictionary. It also has maps of the United States, has a constitution in it, many things in it besides just dictionary words suitable for third graders.
Yeah, it's sort of like a mini encyclopedia too.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of stuff that they don't even teach in school anymore.
Could be. Well, you're probably right. Anyway, so they give them to all the third graders. Well, 9 cases, 24 to a case. I mean, you're talking well over 200 dictionaries are handed out. Yeah. And where do you hand them out at?
We go right to the schools.
Different schools?
Then. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. What else we got?
Well, I see it. I was sort of disappointed when this came out.
The Marine Corps?
Why?
Not the Marine Corps, but this brochure. I kept waiting for it to come out.
It's out.
And it has nothing to do with your fundraiser. So I made my own. It's my own brochure that I made.
Okay.
We're not talking about the fundraiser on that. That was done on purpose.
Yeah. So.
The fundraiser, if you're talking about, is when we put the memorial up. At the Igo Cemetery, correct?
What is that?
He's talking about the birthday party.
Yeah, the Marine Corps.
That's
the Marine
fundraiser,
Corps?
He calls it, for doing the guns.
Oh, okay, the guns. We're not on the back of the flyer. Okay.
Got it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, nothing was mentioned on here about the fundraiser.
We are raffling off 3 pistols, as we do every year.
Right.
And and we'll be selling tickets. In fact, tickets are on sale right now.
And I have tickets. I have a lot of tickets. And if you, there's a Glock 17, 9mm, Glock 19, 9mm, and a Rock Island 1911 A1 45 caliber handgun. And I have tickets for those. Tickets are all $10. You don't have to be there to win. And my number, if you want tickets, give me a call, 530-246-9131. And if you want to attend the event, I've had people think I have tickets. You have to go online to.
You go to Eventbrite.
Eventbrite. And
you go to Reading, you go to November 10th, and you can buy your tickets. Yeah. The total cost, our ticket price is only $40, but Eventbrite adds $4 to each ticket. So it'll be a cost of $44.52, including dinner, dancing, ceremonies, pipes and drums, all types of great things there. Yes.
You know, when I went online, you can go to eventbrite.com, and I spelled it B-R-I-G-H-T, and that worked. That got me in. It doesn't matter how you spell it.
You just have to get close.
Yeah, it got me in anyway, and I ordered mine just by going to eventbrite.com.
Yep, and you can reserve your table. You can reserve your individual seats there. And by the way, those tables are going fast. And we've only got probably, I think now, spots for like 80 people. So if you
left
with
80 people, okay.
80 people. So what I would encourage people, if you want to join us that night, and it's going to be a great night. It's the 250th birthday. Everybody there is going to get a specially designed challenge coin.
There's also, it was a technical difficulty that was done on the website because people called in and said, hey, there's no more seats. It's all filled. That was incorrect.
That was incorrect. Yeah, they were doing it incorrectly.
Yeah.
Because I went and checked it right after Frank told me, and I got in and checked the next day and got in. So it's going to be a great event.
Yep. It's an open event now.
Yep.
Still.
And you... So the but we're limited to about 35 tables. So, and it's I'm getting phone calls from people that have never been there before that are reserving whole tables. So, anyway, if you want to attend, please hop onto Eventbrite, November 10th, Reading. Okay, what else you guys got going?
Okay, a couple days ago, my wife started busting down candy canes. I have about 10,000 candy canes still in the boxes.
Well, that's for next year.
It's coming up
quick. Or this year.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. And so she wanted to start on right away. And also remind people that at the Red Barn, we also do Halloween.
Ooh.
We've been doing it for quite a few years. We have a spooky room in the barn, and the house is all lit up. And we've been doing Halloween for years. And we usually have...
So this we're talking about the Big Red Barn. That's been around for, what, how long?
The barn was built in about 1939.
No, but how long have you been doing your lighting and stuff, your Christmas lights?
For 35 years.
35 years. And they also do Halloween, and they got the place all fixed up for that, too, for your kids.
Yeah, and Halloween, everything's free. But for Christmas, we have a Salvation Army Red Kettle, and we ask for donations out there.
And it goes to the Salvation Army. It does not go to Dick and his family.
And we pass
who, by the way, come in from all over to help with this.
And we usually give about 12,000 5-inch candy canes away every year to people, to visitors. But that's
it's a great event. I mean, the people line up, I mean, up and down the street. It's so beautiful. Okay, so then tomorrow, Saturday, at it's our what lunch time?
You should arrive by 11 o'clock because the meeting starts at 12, but if you want to have lunch, you should arrive about an hour early, about 11 o'clock.
If you want to have lunch, if you want to just go for the meeting and get there, you know, about quarter till, grab your seats. Dr. Pamela DeNuca will be making the presentation for the club. This is open to not just Korean War veterans. It's open to anybody that's ever served in Korea. It's the Korean Veterans Organization.
Let me mention what the guest speaker is going to speak about. Dr. Kanaka, and he's actually on the city council right now. He's a city council.
Dr. DeNuca.
Yeah, Dr. DeNuca. And he thinks that we don't have enough doctors in this area and that we should have a college to
medical. He wants medical, to have a medical university here.
Yeah, and in this area we should have it. He's going to talk about trying to get that started here.
Yeah, and he's going to address that during the meeting. Okay, guys. Anything else?
Yeah, John Baker. I'm bringing him up again. He has wood that he had cut down because of the insurance. It was too high with the trees on there.
This has been going on for like 5 months.
And he's got them cut and got them cut down. But now he has to have somebody help him split them. And now all that split wood you can take home free. So you can come and get free wood.
Open,
and his phone number is...
Pine and all that. Right.
Yeah, his phone number is 530-921-8650. And that's for free wood. You got to come and help.
You know what? I know somebody that may just take you up on that. They live off the grid. I'll give him a call after the show and leave me that phone number, Frank. Just write it on that for me, and I'll give him a call, and so he can call him. All right, gents. Hey, what else? Last thing?
Could I mention my cousin's book?
Yes, you can mention your cousin's book.
I have this brochure. I mean, my first cousin, Dennis Gordon Douglas, age 83, has written a murder mystery novel. It's available to several stores. I purchased three from Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
The very first novel he's ever written. He lives in Bend, Oregon, and he prefers to be called Dennis, but he's authored a novel under Gordon Douglas. Dennis told me it's something similar to the events of this novel actually happened near Bend. If you love murder mysteries, You love this. I told my cousin Dennis, I'll order the book, but I don't read novels. I want true stories, but I'll read your book. When I started reading, I wrote about read about three or four chapters the first day, and then I put it down. Next day, I started reading. I could not put it down until I finished it. I had to find out what's going on next. The book got me hooked. It's really...
Well, that's the way it should be.
And it's called Malice Within. And you can purchase it by Gordon Douglas, and you can purchase it at any stores. I got mine from, like I said, Barnes & Noble.
Get it online through Amazon and Kindle and all that, too. Okay, you two. Thank you very, very much. Remember, tomorrow, the meeting's at the Country Waffle. Get there early if you want to eat, and the meeting starts at noon. And Dr. Pamela Danuka will be the guest speaker talking about a medical school.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a break. We come back. We got Blake Fisher coming in.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or Low Mulch Mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular Fur Walk-On Bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even Road Base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric with so many sizes available? You'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauchs Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at LauchsLandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I have witnesses that you get. Yes. Hey, Holiday Harbor. There. Holiday Harbor is offering a special for the month of October. 15% off your rental. And if you mention Carl, Linda, or KCNR, you get another 10% off for a total of 25%.
Yeah.
Now, the lake is beautiful. We always go out in September or October on the lake. It's not crowded. It's smooth. It's cooler at night. I mean, it is just absolutely fabulous.
And it's a fishing special, too. So ask them about their specific fishing special by calling 530-238-2383. Many of you may just want to, maybe friends are coming in for the week, or you want to do something really special, or you just need to go out and zone out. Go out there and figure it out. They'll give you, you can go out and do the fishing special.
Your vacation time is not over.
Nope.
Vacay on Lake Shasta with Holiday Harbor. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Blake Fisher takes our place while we're gone here. He attempts to.
And you have
He is our host, and we are so happy that we have Blake doing that. But a lot of times, people that interview other people are never interviewed. So we have Blake here. We're going to interview him.
I love it.
Okay.
And so, Blake, I just want to say that, you know, it's after doing this for 16 years, you know, Carl and I have things that we have to go do. I mean, we're going to be covering the rodeo. We were just at Pendleton, and, you know, we were joining Reading Rodeo or whatever it is. And you're like, who's going to host our show? Because you can see now, after every day for 2 hours, someone has to hold attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, frankly, we had some people that did this years back that it just moved away or whatever it is. So it's such a breath of fresh air to know that you've got somebody who's young and energetic and connected and on point. And so I just want to say that. It's just, you know you're in good hands. It's almost like when you leave your value, when you leave your children or you leave something you love or your home with somebody you know that you can depend on. I mean, it is like golden. I want to start there.
Well, thank you guys for entrusting the show with me. I mean, it means a lot to come on in here and being a downtown resident and a downtown business owner, you know, being part of Viva Downtown. It's wonderful to just walk on up the street and be on such a great show. How many years is it now? You said 16?
16.
16 in December.
I remember coming here when I first started with Viva Downtown on the 10-year anniversary and how special that was. So.
Yeah, I think we had a party.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and it just like yesterday, just felt like that week. Yes.
Time slide.
Well, if we hit 20, we'll have a big party here.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it'll be.
We'll take you out. We'll rent all of the houseboats.
How was the Pendleton Roundup last week?
Well, this is about you.
Oh,
the Pendleton Roundup, we have already talked about.
But we listened in, and I thought, you know what? He's doing such a great job. I mean, we would listen. We could stream it.
You were
on our phones en route, and because, you know, I mean, we were up and ready to go early, everything that we did while we were there. And again, we were teaming up with, many of the Reading Rodeo people that are in, management because they're always looking to see how other rodeos are doing it to improve. So we're such a supporter of the Reading Rodeo as well.
Of course, everybody from Reading Rodeo was invited to go up there. And so it wasn't like
it's a track.
It wasn't like a secret.
Trust me, it was a track.
1,100 miles.
Yeah.
Hey, Blake, where are you from?
I am from Redding, California, Carl. Born and raised, Mercy Medical Center.
Oh my goodness,
that'll relate to a lot of people.
Okay, and which schools did you go to,
Carl? I am an East Redding guy. Okay. So I went to Shasta Meadows. I was a Parsons Junior High graduate and an Enterprise High School graduate, and then ended up going to Shasta College. And I recently enrolled in Chico State's Business Administration program.
There you go. And when you go,
recently,
and,
like,
mm-hmm. I, and when I asked him, I heard about this. I thought, that's great.
So impressed.
I did not realize that they had a satellite campus.
Me either. And I'm excited to try it out. It's their Chico State Reading Business Administration campus. It started out here in their Shasta College downtown mm-hmm. campus over mm-hmm. here, and then it's expanded into their beautiful business sector at the Shasta College main campus. So okay. I start in the springtime. I'm excited about that.
That's great. So you can get your 4-year degree and not have to be driving to Chico every other day.
Exactly.
Well, you've done so many things. I mean, you've been the young entrepreneur that you went and worked under LaMalfa in Washington. How old were you when?
Oh my gosh, that was in 2022, so about 26, 27. That was an honor, and I started Viva Downtown under John Truitt about 5 years ago. And previous
yay,
to
John.
That,
mm-hmm.
Yay, John!
Yay, John!
And I was working at the YMCA prior to that, which was a wonderful job. But I'm so grateful that growing up here in Reading, most of my jobs have been community focused and community involved, and have always been able to balance out being a part of the arts and culture
right.
community. So I worked at Shasta Family YMCA in membership services and development. I worked at the Dutch Bros over in Palisadro.
Okay.
That was marvelous. And then John asked me right at the cusp of the development that was going to begin in downtown. He says, would you like to work at Viva? And I denied him because I didn't know what the job would entail.
Right.
And I ended up going to YMCA for a couple more weeks, and I found out that I think I made the biggest mistake of my life. I went back to John, and I said, is that position still available? And he said, let me work on it. I end up getting hired with Viva Downtown.
Only if you changed the oil in my car.
Yeah, that's what he should have. I should have mowed his lawn. Had John not hired me, I don't know what my life would have looked like. And these last 5 years at Viva Downtown, I feel like I've had an incredible time growing as an individual and being a part of so many great things that have happened in downtown. So
well, will you share with our listeners, what is Viva Downtown? We hear about it, but what is it?
That's a great question. Viva's been around since 1996. It's a nonprofit, a Main Street accredited organization that was created by a bunch of community members that said, how do we bring our downtown back to life? And that's at its heart. So they focus on the Viva Downtown focuses on the social, cultural, and economic development of downtown. So that kind of
okay.
gives a wide array. And I think a lot of people remember when Market Fest was around.
Yes.
This summer long Thursday night music festival. And that was all created because the Carnegie Library, the historic building, was torn down and made into a parking lot. And that's what was happening. It seems like there was more parking than actual activity.
Well, there was more parking than was needed then.
then.
Well, I moved here in 2005, and I remember in December, so the first 2006 would have been the first summer. And I remember that you would have that Thursday night market where people could buy peaches, and there was this downtown area with music and stuff like that. In fact, somebody was talking about it the other day about how that was a really wonderful thing. But now, that was way before all this fabulous development is happening down here.
Before we hit a break, we got like 3 minutes. You know, one of the things is that when you worked with LaMalfa, and there was a tragedy, as we all know, with Charlie Kirk. You got didn't you get to meet him once or not?
I didn't get to meet Charlie Kirk, and for my
I know we had talked about it. So
for my generation, Charlie Kirk really hit it after a lot of. I think he really hit this next generation of college students that are actually
wow.
enrolled.
Yeah.
So it was a little after my time while I was in yeah. D.C. When I was in D.C., it was President Biden was in office still, and that was just at the beginning of his next administration.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the big things that happened in D.C.? That was during Roe v. Wade being overturned by the Supreme Court. That was during the shooting that happened in Houston.
Yeah.
That was the biggest tragedy that happened. And, you know, I want listeners to realize that when you're calling your representatives, you don't realize this. Our country is being run by 18 to 23-year-olds that are all running through Congress halls and answering your phone calls and making sure you're listened to and concerned about what's happening in our country. And most of the time when you're calling about a tragedy or upset, you're getting a 18-year-old answering the phone taking responsibility.
That's
for
interesting.
No, and he's absolutely true. What he's saying is absolutely true. They've got their staffs, and they have a lot of interns.
Yeah.
And people that are there that are reading things, that are doing the day-to-day, you know, answering phones, helping to set up appointments and all this. In the Marine Corps, when we invited people down to Quantico to put on, you know, a weapons show and tanks and all this – we invited the staffers, and some of them were senior staffers and never been in the service. And what it was none of them had ever served in the military. And this was their kind of, this is what we do type of thing. And it was really important to reach the staffers. You know, by the time you got to their senior staff, you know, the number two guy, you know, the chief of staff and all that. I mean, that was nice if you could do that, but you could get a lot of staffers out there. They had a great time. We introduced them to the Marine Corps and military. But they have a lot of power. In the Marine Corps, we call them the Iron Majors. You know, you think about generals. It's the majors and lieutenant colonels and captains that are running all the divisions a part of headquarters Marine Corps. A lot of power there.
Mm.
Yeah, and you don't realize it.
Mm-mm.
So, okay.
So that was a point well taken.
We got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about you and your
Blake
Fisher and his tremendous entertainment capabilities.
Yes,
and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The years above the years.
John Truitt, are you listening? That we are loving on you right now. The break.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He is truly the windshield whisperer. Been doing this for like 30 years. He will take your vehicle and put it in a climate-controlled area and fix it, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Fixed an 8-inch crack on my windshield of my old, you know, Red Rover truck, and it 16 years after he fixed it, you still couldn't see it. Yeah, that's the kind of work he does. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today, or just come down and have it looked at. This is a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Good people down there. We're here with Blake Fisher, another good guy. Blake stands in for us when we're gone, and it's taken us a while to find Blake, even though we've known Blake for a long time. But Blake is also a force in our local entertainment industry right here in Reading. Linda drags me, and sometimes it's dragging. Other times she'll say, what about this? And I'll go, okay. And other times she'll say, I have tickets. If you don't go, I'm going to pick up some guy on the street and take him.
I'm going.
And we went to see...
The Wedding Singer.
And I tell
starring
you what,
Blake Fisher.
Blake, you...
The lead. You held that, baby.
First of all, we have great theater in Reading.
Yes.
We've got at least three companies.
But you can't have great theater if you don't have great directors and great talent.
No, right. But they put on super events. Very entertaining. But The Wedding Singer is probably one of my favorite ones I've gone to locally.
Thanks, Carl.
And, well, no, you just did a great job.
You were so good. Such a leading man.
You've been doing this throughout your life.
Thanks for asking. I've been so lucky to go through schools that I really thank my educators that saw at a young age that being in front of people and performing and public speaking was a strength and not a distraction, even though it was a distraction in class. being at Shasta Meadows, I had some amazing teachers like Mrs. Ward, my first grade teacher, Mr. Grady, my fourth grade, Mr. K, my third grade, and Mrs. Stevenson, my fifth grade teacher. And all of these teachers had something in common. They made arts and culture an asset of the class. And so our first grade teacher, the first performance I still remember, she got the entire class to get on up and do It's a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong for our Christmas concert.
Oh.
And here's what got me into performing is that I was hiding under the desk. I didn't want to perform. I didn't want to have to dance with the girl. And she called my mom, and my mom came to the school, dragged me out from under the desk and says, you're going to perform. And had my teacher not called my mom and my mom pulling me out of the desk and get me in front of people, I don't think I would have ever gotten into performing. And in third grade, Mr. Kornowski, I was talking so much in class that instead of sending me outside, he said, you have to write a letter to KRCR. They're doing their Weatherman for a Day competition. And that was my punishment. And I wrote to KRCR about why I should be Weatherman for a Day, and I ended up securing the job and doing the show with Mike Krueger. And Mr. K showed up, all the teachers showed up, and I mean, it was moments like that.
Do you still have a tape of that?
I do have a tape of that.
You have got to bring it back.
Mike Krueger.
How old were you?
That was third grade, so little cusk. I showed up in SpongeBob flip-flops and an American flag tie-dye t-shirt. And it was teachers like that and family that always wanted to see me perform. And there's a local pianist teacher named James Gabriel that helped out.
Oh, yes.
And James Gabriel is fantastic. And so elementary school was kind of the formation. And then I get into Parsons Junior High, where I got to be in Music in Motion with Hillary Hurley, you know, those, and Tiffany Rodriguez. And these are teachers that got to study under Adrian Jacoby, who is a force of nature for local entertainment. And and then going into Enterprise High School, where I got the honor to have the last 4 years of these incredible educators, Dan Neese and Deborah Devine. Mm. And so what I can attribute all of this is that I always had educators that supported arts and culture. I had family that supported me being me and being involved. And there was always access in the school system that I could, that people could perform. And it's the best way to get your kids involved, public speaking. I didn't get to do sports, but I'm so thankful that that music was in my life.
Right. But so how did you go from in the cultural arts, which, you know, you're still very involved in, obviously doing the Viva Downtown and performing and being the lead at the Wedding Singer. And, you know, we've had a great opportunity of performing together, and you're just a wonderful human being on and off stage. You give your energy and your knowledge and your appreciation. You're a great support, like a friend that would listen. So that is also what is great. Now, how did you get involved with government and speaking? And did you go through, what's the big leadership reading you went through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To you, to both of you, I think what's, cause everybody has their different routes on how they get involved with programs. And for me, what my best program to get me really locked into what was going on was doing Shasta College Theater and local theater as an adult. And doing that, it's where you get to meet so many diverse backgrounds of people coming on in, and you get in front, and you get to promote your shows. And so, I just got to meet some really good people, and that's when I met John through a local production called The Newsies at Axiom Theater, and that's where it got me locked in. And when it comes to government, that's something I was always interested in. With my mom, Fox News was always on television. Mm-hmm. My choice when I was in everything goes back to elementary school. The person that I chose to be as the Wax Museum was George Herbert Walker Bush Sr. And that was the president that I was so interested in learning about. And I remember dressing up. My mom stitched an American flag tie with his monogram on there. And I had the glasses, and I went on up, and I kept on, you know, no new taxes, read my lips. And that's really what attributed. And I still remember just knowing that George Herbert Walker Bush, he banned broccoli in the White House. That was what resonated to an elementary school kid about presidents.
That's hilarious.
And all of my books ended up being presidential focused, and watching Bill O'Reilly growing up, and yeah. It was pretty much, I attribute that love of government and being involved with my mom, and KQMS was always on in the morning, mm-hmm. and listening to Shoflin and Gibson, and
yeah.
And just politics. It was always kind of involved. So arts, culture, and politics really came together. And
that was before us.
Yes.
That was before we started.
And it's always been great. And then now through Viva Downtown, it's being, you know, I get to work with John Truitt and Nancy Hill and
mm-hmm.
and Rhonda Alvey. And now I'm in
love.
And I have an amazing board of Michelle Goder and Naomi Yamamoto mm-hmm. and Steve Bate over at the city. And there's a whole bunch of, you know, people that have helped, you know, grow me as an individual and grow our downtown. And so just a lot of great opportunities, and it was all, I would say, from going into things that you like and enjoy.
Right.
And everything kind of lines the way. And you guys give me this opportunity.
Well, Blake, you're great. You're a great, fresh,
you know, the
voice of leadership here in our North State.
Well, and, you know, the other thing is, Blake, I'll say, Blake, I got these days, I have these guests lined up, and, you know, we have half hour here, an hour here, and you always come up with, I mean, you just fill the whole show up with people, and which is also good. We like to think of our show as kind of like the newspaper of the air, where people can hear about all these things. They get more than a column in a newspaper, more than a 2-minute soundbite. They get 30 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour.
We appreciate
to talk
you,
about
and this
it.
Certainly
yeah.
wasn't long enough to be able to go into all the multitask or pronged specialties of Blake Fisher.
Linda says, just in our last 20 seconds here, she always wished there had been like a school of the arts when she was growing up.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a school of the arts when you were growing up then, Reading School of the Arts. But she said, I always wished I wish we had had something like that, you know, if you were going to be an entertainer.
Well, I'm so grateful because I didn't go to RSA, but all of the other public schools at Enterprise Union and Shasta Union really set me and so many others up for success, and it's allowed me to be able to be able to do the show. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I love you. We'll have to do this again.
Oh, please.
And I think I'll be covering in October for y'all.
Yes, October and November.
And we support Viva Downtown and all these wonderful things that are happening.
Okay, we got a break for the news. We come back with House Realty.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Or from Town Hall, I'm Rich Thomason. ABC TV's indefinite suspension of late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel is drawing fire from Democrats on Capitol Hill. They see the cancellation as so-called censorship advocated by the Federal Communications Commission. But FCC Chairman Brendan Carr is challenging those accusations. Carr says the FCC doesn't license national TV networks and that the Kimmel decision was pushed by owners of local TV stations around the country.
And what happened the first time, frankly, in modern history, is local TV stations, first Nexstar, which owns some, then Sinclair, which owns others, says, listen, we don't want to run Kimmel. We don't think it actually serves the needs of our communities in Utah, in Pennsylvania. And so this is TV stations pushing back on national programmers, which I think is a very good thing.
The FCC chairman interviewed on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. She will carry on her late husband's legacy. Charlie Kirk's widow will take the helm at Turning Point USA. She's the unanimous choice of Turning Point's board of directors. The board releasing a statement. It reads in part, "It is our great pride to announce Erica Kirk, the new CEO and chair of the board." President Trump talking with Chinese President Xi today about finalizing a deal to keep TikTok active in the U.S. And our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, expects other issues to surface as well.
We'll talk about rare earths, export controls and investment rules and the like. The president, President Trump has never, stayed to one topic like that. So I suspect that's what's going to happen in the conversation that follows today.
The House gearing up for a vote today on a Republican plan to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of the month. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 65 points, the Nasdaq ahead 88. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Britain's overseas intelligence agency trying a new way to recruit spies abroad. It's posting help wanted ads on the dark web.
Sir Richard Moore is coming to the end of his 5-year tenure as chief of Britain's secret intelligence service, MI6. But the outgoing spy chief is not going quietly. Here in Turkey, he's delivering his valedictory speech, including the announcement of how MI6 plans to tap the dark web for recruits. It involves a dedicated secure messaging platform called Silent Courier, intended to attract potential new spies online, especially from Russia. A press release by the Foreign Office said it'll build on a similar approach used by the CIA.
The BBC's Frank Gardner. President Trump now back home following his 2-day state visit to the UK. He's thanking his host for the royal treatment he received. He's also applauding a new multi-billion-dollar science and tech deal between the U.S. and Great Britain. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Taliban anti-tech crackdown underway. It is stated purpose to prevent immorality in Afghanistan.
More and more provinces are losing access to fiber optic internet after the country's leader imposed a complete ban on the technology. It's the first time a ban of this kind has been imposed since the Taliban seized power in August 2021. Mobile internet remains functional, however. The Northern Balkh province confirmed a Wi-Fi shutdown on Tuesday with reports of severe disruption in other parts of the country. Keith Peters, Washington.
South Korean automaker Hyundai confirms it's going ahead with expansion of its plant in Georgia. The move comes after an immigration raid delayed the startup of an electric vehicle battery plant on the site. The company is planning to invest about $2.7 billion to boost capacity by 200,000 vehicles over the next few years. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Friday. Yeah, Friday. In the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. I really loved hearing from people that were in Greenland and Iceland and on a ship were texting us, saying we're listening to the show and loving it. Today, the 19th of September, 8:05 in the morning, news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you're looking for...
Today looks like we're going to have about 81 today, overnight lows of 64. We're going to be chance of showers and low winds, light and variable winds as well. Tomorrow calls for 91, partly cloudy. And Sunday, 92, partly cloudy, but clear skies. Now Monday, we go up into triple digits again with 100 on Monday, and Tuesday, 101. Sliding back down on 10 degrees there on Wednesday, 93, 92. But it looks like as we look at 10 days out, we only have 2 days of triple digits, but we will have possible rain, like 90% chance of rain. You can feel it in the air. So look at that today with a high of 81. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran gift discounts. A locally owned business, veteran owned business, 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs.
And if it's the third Friday, it's got to be House of Realty. I have Bruce Middleton here
with
us.
Good morning, Bruce.
I thought we were going to have Cameron, so he's probably
outside talking to Blake. I bet.
Something like that.
I would think en route, but, you know.
En route, there. He's probably calling in. I'm sorry, I'm late.
Well, it could be.
The kid puked up on his way to school. Whatever. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I apologize. Last month, somehow, the third Friday didn't seem like the third Friday, so I was a week off. So
that's,
I apologize.
Well,
I was
that.
Up in the mountains. I had no idea of anything going on.
Right,
at that
right.
point, except I was trying to find my horse.
Now I hear about it.
A man with no horse.
Yeah. Bruce, the interest rates are dropping.
Yeah, they are. Wednesday was anticipated to be probably a quarter, and it was. And so we've already had a few calls about, you know, should I refi? Should I do this? What's happening? Well, once again, if we had a crystal ball, it'd be a lot easier here. I think there's some anticipation that there may be two more one-quarter drops before the end of the year.
Well, I think they announced something like
that. Yeah, well, but you know, every time they make an adjustment, it affects the economy. So if it's in a negative way, they said they could just as easily raise it back up. So there's no guarantees. Well, we've had people call though and say, well, you know, maybe it's time to refi. And I think as a rule of thumb, generally, unless it's a full percent lower than what you have now, you know, it's expensive to refi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
it is.
You go through, you know, an escrow and do the whole thing, and it's expensive. And so unless it's a full percent, they don't recommend that. And, I think it might drop another half or so.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, it's about 6.35, and that's the lowest it's been.
Okay.
In January, I think.
Well, they're going to have to get crazy before we'd refi.
Well, that's, I mean, you know, but that's the problem too. I hear every day, I don't want to give up my 2.5% loan.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I need a bigger house, but I don't want to pay 6.5% or 7%.
Right, so, right, right.
Because it becomes more difficult then because, you know, we look at houses all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
We love our house. We'll probably never leave it. But you always look at other houses.
Right.
And so we look at, okay, downsize. And so we take a house, say 1,500 square feet, half of what we have now. But we'd be paying more.
Yeah.
Because of the interest rate.
Paying more for less.
And if you go outside REU land, you're going to be paying PG&E, and you're going to be getting hit with your insurance. So
absolutely,
I mean, that's a huge decision. I mean, just to downsize. So,
well, when you here's a question I have for you. So when we talk about, you know, what it is to have solar, is that in today's times, is that a large selling?
Well, it certainly can be, but keep in mind, too, a lot of these solars are leases or being financed.
Okay.
So if you have owned solar, it's certainly a plus when you go to sell your home. It's an asset.
So you say solar owned.
Right. So
well, owner
sold. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the That's owner of the house owns those solar panels. But in a lot of instances, it's financed over 15 years or 20 years or whatever. And we've actually had people that wanted to buy a home, and it was really tight with the loan and the insurance and taxes and whatever, and that difference with that solar payment, they didn't qualify.
Mm.
So that's something that has to be, you know, and then some of them are, you know, to be paid if the home sells. So then that would, you know, you could do that with financing as long as you're qualified to do it.
Right. Yeah. What's the MLS look like? You know, I remember at one point years ago, we had 300 homes in the MLS.
Yeah.
Then it went up to 600, you know, over the years. And where are we at now?
I can remember when it was 2,300.
Yeah. But
currently, I think it's about 950 to 1,000. Oh, Cameron showed me right here. It's
913.
Mm. Okay.
But you're also seeing people delist. And this is an interesting concept that, okay, I can't get what I need out of this house, so I'm going to take it off the market. And there's been a number of those. And what we're doing almost weekly, and I look at, we get a daily hot sheet on new listings, closes, pendings, et cetera, reductions. And every day it seems to be somewhere between 20 and 30 listings are being reduced. And so in price. And so, you know, if generally if the house doesn't sell, generally it's the price. And a lot of people say, hey, if I can get this, I'll sell it. If I can't, I won't. And so they take it off the market.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you add a lot of those delistings, it would be four figures.
Yeah. And a healthy, I think you all have always said a healthy market's around 1200 or something like that or. Anyway, no, Cameron can't talk because he was 4 minutes late, so he's on suspension for 4 more minutes.
No. I'll go get good coffee.
Good morning, Cameron. You know,
we've made it especially strong for you today.
I saw a house, it just came out on the market, I'm not going to say where, and I thought, well, that kind of meets all the requirements, and the price wasn't, you know, out too crazy out there. And Linda says, I saw it already. I was there at a yard sale.
Oh.
No way.
Yeah.
So I just you know, took that off my radar.
Well, a lot of times those yard sales precede the actual listing because you're decluttering.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Well,
okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today.
Of course.
Kitty's in school.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be working.
Summer's over.
Summer's over. Okay.
Yeah.
Kitty's going to be 8 years old here in a couple of weeks.
A week? Yeah.
What?
On September 30th, he's going to be eight. So,
wow.
Yeah. He's a little man.
Yeah. Well, he's not listening.
He can carry on a full-on information.
Little. He's not that little.
He's not little at all. He's the second largest kid in the second grade.
Is he playing peewee ball or whatever that is?
He's playing soccer. We got a soccer game tomorrow and a birthday party. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't know it yet, but we're taking him down to his first Niner game next weekend. So he has no idea. That's his birthday surprise. He got a kind of a second grade student of the month last month. So this is his reward for going down. We're going to do
that. Is that student of the month? That wasn't like a little wanted poster. This was for doing good things.
Oh yeah, it cost me a lot of money to get him student of the month. Trust me, you got to make a donation. You know, there's the parent teacher thing and the whole
no demerits.
You see the bumper sticker. My child beat up the child. You know, the student of the month. Yeah. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds. Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's right. Been in the business here for 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated. Great people down there. A super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. You can design jewelry down there. They'll help you, and then they'll build your own piece of jewelry down there. Voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry, and there's a reason for that, and I like to think it's because Linda is down there all the time. It's Four Winds Jewelry.
Listen, it's a great place. It really is, and it's locally owned, and they're wonderful, and they'll just deal with you and tell you what it is and be real with what you have. Like, you think something's worth something, and they're going to give you a fair evaluation. And
yeah.
I think they do buy jewelry as well, and there's great estate pieces in there.
Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the street kind of from Sierra Gibbs, and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with House Realty.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-ins start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio.
All right.
KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:19 in the morning here on the 19th of September. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. So two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. Judy's not, this isn't her first rodeo. She's been doing this since 1993, helping local families, veterans, seniors, business owners, business insurance, your vehicle insurance, your property insurance, health insurance, all of that. Plus the fact the Dow just hit a record yesterday. And are your investments going in the direction you want them to go? How about a free review and evaluation at her under her financial management division? It's free, like I said. Are you going in the right direction? Is there things you could do? Give them a call, 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we're here with House Realty with Bruce and Cameron Middleton. The MLS is up to 913, which is still under where it should be. Bruce just told us that a lot of people got their houses listed, and they're delisting it because they're not getting the interest. But you're also seeing prices being dropped.
Yeah, they're coming down, but not drastically. But we're seeing a lot of reductions. I think that mindset is the market's been so good for so long that people still think, you know, it's got to be worth $400,000 when in reality it's probably worth $360,000. And the problem with that is you list that. Somebody goes out and looks at four houses. They want to, you know, they want to buy around $350,000, $360,000, and they maybe will look at that. But then the other ones that are listed properly are a better deal, and so all you're doing is selling somebody else's house.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the problem too. But you know, hey, no one's forcing you to sell your house. If you
that's
get
right.
what you want, that's great. But I think realistically, and we as agents have to say, do you want to list it or do you want to sell it? And that's not always taken well. So, you
know. So Cameron, are you seeing many people from out of area?
Not that many.
Okay.
Not that many. I think a lot of what's happening is internally, and I still think a lot of the demographic that seems to be interested. We do have some first-time buyers out there. I mean, I've got one that's listed very, very low, only at 150, that's getting a lot of buyer first-time buyer interest. But I still think a lot of it is retirees that have some equity, have the ability to move around. The interest rate issue isn't that severe to them, whether they already or whether they're going to be able to pay cash, whether they're downsizing or in a lot of cases being closer to grandchildren. So, which I think is, you know, very, very important. I tell Dad all the time, I'm sick and tired of babysitting his grandson all the time. And so I think a lot of my generation is telling that to their parents and
yeah.
trying to get them closer to the grandkids. But, that's a demographic that has some mobility. And
okay.
so I think in a market like this, you're going to see that kind of mobility here, even locally, and people downsizing and trying to make that move. At the same time, I think you really have as well, you've got some people now because the buyers are seeing this inventory, increase and seeing that they have more options. Some people that were waiting over the last 2 years to buy. That just weren't able to do it, and there just weren't enough houses on the market. There was competition. Now they're jumping in saying, hey, we've got a little bit of an advantage and trying to take it, you know, trying to buy something else. So there's movement. I mean, the sales there are up a little bit. I think the interest rates are going to be interesting. Right now they're at a, what was it this morning? 6.37, I think was the benchmark. Got down to as low as I think 6.13 on Tuesday. So they are down in that lower half of the between 6, 6.5. Again, depending upon what happens with the rearrangement of the Federal Reserve Board, I know there's one member that's in a little bit of turmoil of the FOMC board. And then there's another, you know, obviously Powell's going to be up for reappointment. And I
got a feeling he's going to have a tough time going down that road.
I don't know what the Vegas odds are on his job right now, but they're probably
probably not good.
Let me ask another question here, about that. We've got two, pretty prominent members, one a senator and one on the board and others. That are, they they got a mortgage on their homes by saying that was their primary home, when indeed it wasn't. How serious is that? They're talking wire fraud and everything.
Very. It's the number one type of mortgage fraud out there, and we've seen this for years, even going back, to 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008 back then, to now. The number one by far, type of mortgage fraud is people misclassifying their residence and trying to get on a second home or a rental, an investment property, going in and saying that it's their primary residence because you get a lower rate. Substantially, somewhere in some cases between 3/8 of a point all the way up to a full point. And I remember when I when I was a mortgage officer, this was something that the banks really, really went after us for.
So, Bruce, if somebody does this and gets caught, what happens then?
Well, it's hard to say. I think the irony here, and not to get political, but the last guy that should ever talk about mortgage fraud is Donald Trump. I mean, he was found guilty a number of times overvaluing his properties and therefore getting a higher percentage loan than he should have gotten. So anyway, that being that. But, a lot of people have a second home, but in a lot of instances, they also rent it when they're not there. So, it's bank fraud basically is what it is. You're saying that this is one my primary residence when it's not.
Well, that's what I guess Adam Schiff had done. He had a house in Maryland and he said it was his primary residence, yet his primary residence has to be in California and this was found. I mean, is this something that can be prosecuted?
Or
is it prosecuted?
But I think that's been done for years with politicians being back, Washington DC half the time and here half the time representing their constituents.
Yeah. So I mean, I understand they have a second house.
Yeah, and I'm sure this is not the first instance or whatever, but it's bank fraud.
You can't have that loan on two homes. And that's the easiest way for them to pull it up. And it is prosecutable. I mean, I know of people even locally over the years have heard, there have been cases of people that have done this. And, oftentimes with the bank, because of the guarantee of the loan, and if the loan then becomes owned or bought by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, et cetera, I mean, it's a federal offense. So, if you get the jail time for that, and it is jail. I mean, it's not something, we don't have room in Shasta County Jail, you're not going to spend any time. No, this is a federal case, you're going to end up in, Leavenworth or what have you. Because you claimed it.
There's a warning out there, everybody, that you heard it here.
Should we go to the phones? Terry.
Terry, we got a couple
good
minutes.
Good morning, Terry.
I just want to briefly say that last Sunday we had James Gallagher on, who's the most prominent Republican in the legislative body of California. He came on. He has advocated a resolution to split California east and west. I'm sure you all know about that. He called me. Sal and I were on our anniversary. We were in Fortuna. I got a call at breakfast two Wednesdays ago. He wanted to talk. We talked for about an hour. He got on the program, and this Sunday we have Doug LaMalfa coming in to our program, Jefferson State of Mind, at 9 a.m. on Sunday, and you can always stream it live on KCNR1460.com. We have him coming in. We're going to ask some questions. It seems as if the only answer for California getting representation is a state split, according to the most prominent Republican in the state. And our congressman is coming in studio on Sunday.
Okay.
So that was an update. And by the way, the people don't get prosecuted, senators, or they don't get prosecuted for any of that stuff. There's laws out there, but I've never seen one prosecuted for.
It would be interesting.
It would be. I mean, it'd be good. It'd be nice if we'd follow our own laws, but another reason.
It would be nice.
Maybe what?
Well, why should they have one set of laws when we have another? Okay, well, Terry, thanks a lot.
Ted Gaines has got 12 homes.
Who?
Ted Gaines. He was our senator. He's got 12 homes. we have people in this county that were supervisors that have multiple homes and stated on the record that they can simply move to another district. I mean, it sounds good, but no one prosecutes.
Okay. All right, Terry, thanks a lot. 9 o'clock on Sunday, Congressman LaMalfa. All right. We're here with Cameron and Bruce Middleton from House of Realty. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. Found them in 2007 when I moved here and never gone to another barbershop. Never had a bad haircut. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment that works on my schedule, roll in, get a haircut, roll out, or just hang around and find out what's going on. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It is an old-timey barbershop. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if you remember that. It's a great place to get a haircut, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Owners, landlords, and tenants. Trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you tired of your business and insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies. Smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Who's doing that?
That's Queen.
Queen, okay. All right. I was going to say the Castles, but they're very similar
well,
groups.
Well, part of it sounds, no, yeah, they're very similar.
They're very similar groups, Queen and the Castle family. welcome back to the
back
show.
To school.
That's who I'm married.
8:30.
That's who I'm married. That's what his playlist sounds like in between Cher and Believe. You know, Sheriff, you believe in love. That's it. That's in there.
Well,
so.
You know, is that why every morning you get up and you say, thank you, God, he's still here with me? Is that, you know, it's nice. She gets on her knees.
Yep, castles and queens. Yeah. Yep, sound the same.
Tell me that they, in that one spot right
well,
there, they
whatever.
Don't sound the same.
You're going to sound like the Partridge Family. Freddie, why don't you just throw that in there?
Freddie Mercury and the lead singer of the Cowsills remind me of each other.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Vacation time isn't over, my friends. No. Lake Shasta is beautiful. This is probably our favorite time of the year to be up on Lake Shasta. And Holiday Harbor is offering
a special
for the month of October. 15% off your rentals. And if you mention Carl, Linda, KCNR, any of those, you're going to get another 10% off. So that's 25% off a houseboat. Putting it out there, it's going to be beautiful.
It's a beautiful time to be on the lake if you're a fisher or you just want to go get a wonderful weekend away or, you know, just go where you can. They're just the most friendly harbor. It's our favorite place to go where we can be just 15 minutes out of town and boom, you're right there.
And give
transport
a call.
Into another beautiful experience.
530-238-2383. Give them a call. We're going to be out there, I think, what, end of September? Beginning of October. So, Radium Roots Revival is going to be running here on September, what is it, 27th? Oh, here it is. It's September 26th, 27th, and 28th. And you can get tickets at Radium Roots Revival. They're going to be on Monday. And they're going to be talking about the event. This is one of the best events here in Redding. I mean, a dozen bands at least. Everything from, you know, from country to rock to everything in between. Danger Kitty, Goodnight Texas, Two Runner, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Sitting on Saturn. These are just some of the great groups that are going to be here in like two or three three different locations.
Wonderful bands that are some local and some that are, you know, touring nationally. They're up and coming. They're fantastic. You can hear some of these guys definitely when I love to listen to Outlaw Country. I hear some of these bands.
Yeah. Okay, Redding Roots Revival, and you can get tickets, again, at readingrootsrevival.org.
And you can also buy them the day of.
Sure.
At the festival downtown.
Right. Okay, hey, we're here with House Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton. We're talking the real estate market here in Shasta County. What would you tell people that, okay, you know, I've lived in this house. It's way too big. It's time to downsize. I want to stay here in Shasta County because we love it here. What do you, when they walk in and they say that to you, and I'm sure they do, or words to that effect?
Well, you know, the market is still good in a sense. I mean, prices are still up, and that's, you know, pretty well nationwide. But, you know, I a lot of times if you're going to downsize, it means you've become an empty nester. And in a lot of instances, those homes are paid for. So you're going to take your equity and you're going to buy something for a lesser amount and pay cash for it. If not, you know, if you refied a few times and this and that, whatever. I you know, I always keep in mind that you know, the alternative is renting. And the problem with renting is that, you know, when you buy, you have a fixed amount. Generally, you know, principal and interest, it's a fixed amount what you pay every month. And rents are going to continue to go up. And you have, you know, no equity position, and that's hard to control. So
you can't write it off your taxes. That's a huge write-off of taxes.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
year.
Absolutely. Well, and you don't have any appreciation coming
right.
in and whatever. So, you know, if it's time, it's time. You can always refi. I'm real curious to see what's going to happen the rest of the year, and the economy as a whole. You know, when things are going well, you know, you're adding equity and dollars, and so you're spending more money. When times are tough like this and the home sales are down, it affects appliances, it affects lumber products, and everything else has a big effect that people don't think about. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen the rest of the year and then the first part of the year and see what's happening. But You know, I always suggest, if at all possible, buy.
Okay. But it just makes sense. Because then you start talking about institutional wealth. Is
absolutely.
That right? Is
sure.
That, okay, that's
yeah.
the right term. Where you have built, you've got a house, and, you know, if you, there's these unforeseen tragedies like Pacific Palisades that burnt down. So people had these homes. They've been paid off. They were worth, you know, that was their retirement right there. And because all the money that those homes were worth and now gone. And a lot of them weren't insured correctly or enough. Others, they had their insurance canceled 2 weeks before.
Yeah, there are a lot of instances of that happening. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and keep in mind from the rental standpoint as well, a lot of that, I mean, in certain single-family homes for rentals, that stock is actually declining. Mm. I mean, you've got, if you look at the Reading area, we've had multiple affordable housing projects that have come online that have been completed and now. So for a certain segment of demographic and price point, there's been an increase in inventory of rental units in the Shasta County area, but that's really only for the under that affordable housing portion. If you're looking for a single family home to rent, that actually, because of short term rentals, fire, dereliction of maintenance on these homes that have just basically are no longer livable, you get to a point where we're not adding new rental stock in that price point and in that type of rental. So, and people that won't qualify because of their income for these affordable housing units that have come online, a lot of working class, working families that come in and we call workforce housing. They come in, they're trying to rent and find a place to rent. Again, young families, what have you, instead, rather than buy, it becomes very tough and they have a very hard time trying to find a new rental. I had a friend recently who, they were renting a house, and here on the west side, somebody came in, a new buyer, and the new buyer said, "Hey, I want the tenants out. I'm going to completely renovate it. And it's going to take me 6 months to do the renovation, whatever it was. Need them out. Then I'll get new tenants with higher rent." So they had to find a new place rapid. They only, they get the notice. Hey, it's time to find a place. It's been very, very hard. And frankly, I think the rental market is still probably tighter. It's definitely tighter than the housing market here, the purchase market.
Well, the house down the street that started the VRBO kerfuffle, is for sale now. And I don't think they ever had it rented like they thought they were going to. And I talked to their property manager, and he said, "Yeah, we're going to do it long term." I said, "Well, how much do you want long term for this house?" Which is about the half the size of our house. It's not saying it's a nice little place. $3,000 a month. And I thought, that's an awful lot of money. Good luck on that. And then now it's for sale.
Yeah.
And for, I don't know, in the high fours,
yes,
I think.
Yeah.
Like I said, in the house, it's got to be as old as ours.
Well, yeah. Here's a very, I think, important point for people to know as well, because this comes up often, and we even see it in listings sometimes, where agents don't know this, that the short-term, if you have a short-term rental permit, it is not immediately transferable when it's purchased.
Okay.
So people will say that, and we see that they come in and go, "Hey, this has been an Airbnb. It's been a short-term rental or a VRBO, what have you."
The rules have changed.
It makes this amount per month. Purchase this house. It's got a permit. It's got all this. No, the day you close escrow, the permit is immediately negated.
And if you're within 300 feet of another one, that's in a circumference circle, 100 yards. I think it's at least that, 100 yards, and there's another one there. You aren't getting
it. Can't do it. In fact, somebody mentioned about the house across the street from you.
Yeah.
The new renovated, the Victorian and everything else. Somebody goes, "Well, gosh, maybe they could make that into a short-term rental." I said, number one, Carl's not going to allow that. Number two, there's another one within range. So even if somebody purchases that, they put in for the permit, they're not going to be eligible for the permit.
Yeah.
But that's a very important thing. And we're seeing people that are making that mistake constantly. I see it on listings, on the hot sheet, things that come in. People think, "Oh, hey, we've got a great Airbnb here. It's made money. Go ahead and purchase this Airbnb house." No such thing.
And there's new rules about how many parking spaces. I mean, there's all types of things they added to it. and which to me I loved, but for other people it may not have been their cup of tea.
So you got to go get a new permit, but just because you're going to get that new permit, and it used to have a permit, doesn't mean you're going to get the new one.
Well, let me ask you a question. I think I just read an article about somebody, they're wanting to build more economical houses in a new subdivision. Did you see that?
Well, up off Quartz Hill, there's one there.
Yeah.
And there's one project's duplexes.
Okay.
There's 28 lots, you're going to build 56 duplexes, and then the other is, you know, somewhat, you know, affordable housing. Once again, the problem is the fees, permits, hookups are very expensive. Overcrowded school fees are over $5 a foot. And so you have that material cost or higher. In the state of California, you have to put solar. You have to put sprinklers. So, you know, the thing is, there's no such thing as affordable housing. A new 1,200 square foot home could easily cost $400,000 by the time you figure the land cost and everything else. I read an interesting stat recently. 72% of the homeowners in California couldn't afford to buy the home they're in now.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't afford to buy our home.
Well, yeah. And a lot of that has to do with people are retiring. They don't have the income to qualify. But, you know, 30 years ago, they paid $175,000. It's worth $700,000 today. So,
well, when your house goes up in value by 100%.
Yeah. Oh,
And, I mean, even if you have a good income.
Yeah.
And you start adding all these things onto it. I mean, if it's an existing house, you don't have to go back and retrofit, and that's different.
Yeah.
But you're right, and my heart goes out to our working class.
Oh, sure.
That, you know, they're working hard, they're making decent money. Maybe the husband and the wife are working, but yet they still can't afford a house.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing to think about is the taxation. A married couple can have a $500,000 increase in value and sell their home with no taxable consequence. That doesn't affect us a lot up here, but down in the Bay Area and otherwhere, you know, a lot of those homes are worth $3 or $4 million more than they paid for.
Even though they're the same kind of house that we have up
so
here.
So they have to take that into consideration as well, that there is a tax consequence when they sell.
Okay, we're here with House Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton, experts in the real estate market, and we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
And join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-in start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Refresh your garden at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery's Fall Plant Sale on Saturday, October 4th. Save 20 to 30% on native and drought-tolerant plants, all propagated on-site and ready to thrive in our climate. Turtle Bay members get early access on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with a sale open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive at the west entrance of the gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 4th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. Oh my gosh, only two more working days till Monday. It's going to be, we're going to get rained on today, it looks like. And then so many things happening this weekend. Oh my gosh. I don't even know where to start, so I won't.
we got a big weekend ahead of us, Monday, a lot of events.
Monday, I'm going to come back and tell you who's going to be on, but I need to check it one more time before I make that announcement. But we are here with House Realty and, the place setter, as we used to call it. What was it they call it? The plank.
Okay.
When you build a ship, you know, the plank holder.
Okay.
Early ones, the plank holders, of real estate in Redding and Shasta County, the House of Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton. And we're talking about real estate and a number of different things around here. Affordable housing. What do we see in the future? You think, is there going to be more places built where our workforce, we can increase our workforce because they'll have a place to live?
Well, you know, ideally, but you read different places. San Francisco, I see where they're looking for bare land to build homes for teachers because they're losing their teachers.
Yeah,
they can't afford even rent.
Oh, man.
There, and so they all commute, and it's easier to get a job in Tracy or Lodi or whatever than commute. And it's, but that's, you know, that's typical. I read not long ago in South Lake Tahoe, Harrah's or Caesar's now, but anyway, bought an older motel over on the north end of the lake.
Okay.
With 28 rooms, and they bought it for employee housing.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's, that's a factor. The economy, nobody knows for sure with these tariffs kicking in and whatever. And yeah, they're saying there's going to be tremendous growth in manufacturing, but last month the jobs were down. So, you know, we don't have the crystal ball, but, there are some new projects being built. I think, you know, when we talk about negative and positive, Horton, the largest home builder in the United States, and they recently declined on 190 lots that they had tied up and walked away from several million dollars. But, and so what do they know that we don't know? You know, so anyway, it's, our market's holding up. I look nationwide. I look at Florida. They're having problems. I mean, people are selling condos for $5,000 because there's these $100,000 assessments that they can't afford, plus the homeowners association's going up, plus the insurance. So
yes, but insurance, they got hit with insurance problems just like we did, from fires, but from hurricanes.
Absolutely. Well, and if you look at the maps where they're saying the seas are, the oceans are rising. What's going to happen in 50 years? And it's, you know, even the California coast, there's, you know, there's some serious consequences. And I'm not going to be around, but it'll, you know.
Well, you know who, you know how I judge that? I look and see who buys coastal property. And Barack Obama bought one right on the ocean there in Martha's Vineyard or someplace. And I figured, well, obviously he's not worried about it, so maybe I shouldn't be either.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't mean to make that political, but
I don't know. I understand. Yeah.
But you're right. You know, hurricanes, and then you get into Texas and Oklahoma, and you got tornadoes rolling through there.
Flooding that's been occurring.
Flooding in the Carolinas and Tennessee. Had a tornado go through Tennessee up toward Knoxville.
Mm.
When you look at homes in Oklahoma, very good prices. But if you also look at some of the things about them, and they say what you get, storm shelters on all of them.
Yeah.
And storm cellars. And, well, that's because a tornado may come right, you know, over your property there.
Well,
so, you know,
climate change is a huge issue. Some people deny it. There's even an issue. But no, you look at insurance.
Climate changes.
Several people, clients in our area and whatever, are paying four figures a month for insurance, paying over $1,000 a month to insure their home. So, and generally those homes are on 3 acres or 5 acres in high fire, but, you know, they're expensive homes, so they're probably paying four figures in property tax as well. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you told that story, and I use that story where people came up, they had the money from the Bay Area, they bought the house, and all of a sudden found out they had an $1,800 a month payment for insurance and electricity.
Well, and then taxes on top of it.
And then taxes on top of that.
Yeah.
And that was not in their wheelhouse when they bought it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If you had a crystal ball, it'd be a lot easier. But the prices are holding.
Yeah.
We have 900, around 900 homes in the MLS. Homes are still turning over. People are still selling. People are still buying.
Well, and if rates drop, and they drop substantially enough, there are several subdivisions that are out there. Unfortunately, the way that it works now is it takes so long to develop a piece of land and make it a neighborhood and turn a subdivision and to get it fully completed. So it takes multiple up and down real estate cycles to get there. And so there are some that have gone through a couple of these cycles or at least started. So they're ready to go. So if the rates come down, and which means that the amount that a new buyer would be paying per month and it starts to pencil again, there are some that are out there ready to build when and if that happens. And if that happens, you could get some new inventory on the market. You could have some new homes and new units built here locally, but it would require a substantial rate drop. How substantial is hard to say, but that is possible. But so long as they're this high, it makes it a lot of things don't pencil.
We've got 4 minutes. Can the state do anything? Could the state say, you know what, we are in a horrible housing crisis. We are going to make changes to make it easier and cheaper.
They have been doing that, and we've had a housing issue in California for years. You know, depending upon who you talk to, the estimate, we're 3 to 5 million homes short right now.
Right.
And they always project, well, we're going to build this many, and it never happens. You know, it's...
What would be the biggest thing the state could do to reduce the cost?
The insurance commissioner could get involved and say, okay, you know, we're going to pool this, we're going to do it differently. Because that's a huge factor. And, you know, do we need sprinklers in the ceilings in every house? Do we need, you know, the federal government now is eliminating certain green projects, wind and different things and whatever. So is solar when they do away with, you know, any kind of a bonus in order to put
supplements and all that.
Yeah, exactly. They do away with that. I mean, do we need solar on every house? I mean, so it's, you know, they're looking at it, and they're always projecting certain bills to do this and do that, but nothing seems to come to fruition.
But, those three, I think, would be it. I mean, even just to suspend them for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, suspend them for 5 years.
Yeah, or even a year, 2 years, just see what happens. Just the solar requirement or the sprinkler requirement, those would be immediate things that could be done. The insurance commissioner is number one. Absolutely, Dad's right. If you could do maybe those three things, you could bring it down. But, again, even in the midst of a housing crisis – the governor refused to suspend the solar requirement. Any of those types of things, they just don't get. Yeah.
They don't get it.
It doesn't occur.
One other issue, too, is that there's not an overcrowded school in Shasta County.
Right.
And yet, if you're going to build a house, before you go down to the city of Redding, you go up here to the school, you pay $5 plus per square foot. So you're going to build a 2,000 square foot home. That's over $10,000 for overcrowded school fees before you go to the city to get your fees and hookups.
And yet the schools aren't overcrowded.
No, they could suspend that. And it goes up every year. But if you take a look around, Shasta College has buildings everywhere now, and they've built new campuses and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They keep getting these bond issues. And, you know, they look to spend money. Where can we spend it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have a friend I take class with, and they're building from scratch. And I hear it in class that she's like, and the build out, and the fees. And they're crazy.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Bruce
and Cameron, for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, on Monday, Clint Curtis, the Registrar of Voters, is going to be our guest at 8 o'clock. And we're going to ask him, okay, everything that's going on, what's it mean, impacts, and all this. So he'll be on at 8 o'clock Monday morning. Everybody.